just a little more, and I'll be on that ridge. Over this rock. There we go. Wow, would you look at that view? You can see the whole valley from up here. It looks so vibrant after the winter. The trail guides are right. This is the perfect place for a spring hike. Everything is coming to life out here. It's amazing. I feel like I'm the only person for miles. Hello? Hello? Oh my god. That was... I was seeing if there was an echo. I thought I was all alone on the trail. This is humiliating. Why don't you come up and take a look with me? That way I can stop talking. Great. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. I mean, I said to myself the same thing. It's really beautiful up here. No, I've never been here before. I was looking for trails and a website recommended this one. I'm sort of new to the area. A friend of mine got me into hiking as an alternative form of exercise. It's so much more stimulating than walking around the suburbs and dodging traffic. Being around all this life and the peace and quiet when some idiot isn't yelling. It's very natural. What about you? Have you come out here before? Wow, that sounds great. It must be amazing to come out here that often. That's funny, part of your territory. I bet it's great here in the summer and autumn. No, but you're right. It's so alive. With all these new leaves and the flowers poking out of the ground. Spring is definitely in the air. It feels incredible to be out here in it. Anyway, I should keep on. I don't want to interrupt your time out here. Sorry for disturbing your hike. It was nice to meet you. Maybe I'll run into you on the way back. Well, that was embarrassing. Good job. He was nice, though. He scared the hell out of me when he just appeared out of nowhere. As big as he was, you'd think one can hear him approach with all that muscle and bulk. He seemed pretty quiet. Not that my yelling helped anything. The strong, silent type. Why didn't I introduce myself? Hi, I'm the crazy lady who talks to herself in the woods. Bye, handsome rugged woodsman. Whatever, maybe next time I'll actually do myself a favor and not blab myself into a corner. Not that I'd mind being backed into a corner by that one. Oof. He was massive. I mean, I'm not tiny and I've got some curves going for me, but he's easily twice my size. Last bit was tricky. Oh, I'm taking a breather. I'm sweaty, but God, I feel so invigorated. This is amazing. Oh, everything is so vibrant and alert. Oh, there's my stranger down the trail. I can just see him through the trees. Oh, I guess he sees me too. He must have sharp eyes. How does he move through the trails so quickly? He's like a big bear barreling through the woods. I'd probably fall flat on my face if I tried to jog through here. Jeez, I feel like a deer caught in headlights, right in his path. I'll just wave and carry on. He waved back. I wonder what he was smirking about. Is he happy to see me? Him staring at me through the trees. It makes me feel... never mind. Time to get back to it. I'll feel silly if he catches up to me again. Oh, he's still advancing. And he's smiling. Is he laughing? Oh yeah, well, two can play this game. This may be silly, but it's fun. Nice, the trail is smoother here. That'll let me get a bit of a lead, hopefully. He's still there? He's gonna catch me. I feel like I'm being hunted. Why did I think of it like that? Fucking, why is it so sexy? I wonder what he's gonna do if he catches me. The trees are denser here. I have a hard time getting his larger frame through the woods. He might even lose track of me. You're gonna have to be faster than that. That look. He wants to get his hands on me. He's slowing down. You can't catch me, big guy. I'll lose him when I get over this hill. He won't be able to see me. There, that tree. I'm small enough I can hide there. Alright, let's see how much of a hunter he really is. I just have to be quiet and he should rush right by. There he is. I can hear him, he knows this trail. It's his territory, after all. He's moving past. I lost him. Not today, mister. I wonder what would have happened if you caught me. Congratulations, stranger, you caught me. May I offer you a sip of water as your prize? Or maybe he'd continue the game. What do hunters do when they catch their prey? I would not complain if that man put his paws all over me. I probably couldn't get away if he did, even if I wanted to. So I guess he could do whatever he wanted then. Anything. He's back! He must have figured me out, or maybe he's just giving up and heading back to the trail. It's okay, just be quiet and that beast will move along. Is he gone? I think... Oh, holy shit, you scared me! You win, you got me. I was sure I'd lost you. Do you normally stalk women in the woods like this? My fault? How? You thought I was egging you on, huh? Maybe I was a little. It was fun, that's for sure. I guess I'm feeling a bit of the spring fever. Spring fever? You know, that restless, excited energy you get when the winter ends and things heat up. So you've got me. You've got me here against this tree. What now? Maybe we could... That smirk. Pretty proud of yourself for catching me, huh? How did you know I was here? I was sure I was hidden from the trail. You tracked me? What are you, some sort of hunter? Did you notice the twig I stepped on the way? You caught my scent? Ha ha, very funny. Alright then, Hunter, you've pinned me up against this tree, and I'm not going anywhere. So what? Yes. Kiss my neck. Hey, I may be small, but I'm not a little forest bunny. You can be rougher with me. Oh, you bit me. You are a beast, aren't you? You smell so good. Like such a man, but also kind of earthy. I mean, I guess we both worked up quite a sweat, didn't we? I didn't have to run so fast. I think it wouldn't have been as fun if I didn't. I thought you might agree. Your hands feel so good running over my body, gripping and tugging me. It feels so good. You're making me so wet. Is that a growl? Fuck, that was kind of hot. You like having me pressed up against this tree? Like defenseless prey. I'll take that growl as a yes. Yeah. Oh, you're lifting me up and pinning me harder against the tree. Pulling my legs around you. We're very close now. I can feel your cock pressing against me. You're so hard. Oh, fuck yes. Rub against me with your hard cock. Oh, yeah, it feels so good. I bet it would feel better if there wasn't any fabric between us. Oh my god, fuck. You're gonna end up leaving a mark on my neck there. No, no, don't stop. Your mouth feels so good. And you rutting up against me feels so good too. Yeah, my panties are soaked. Oh, what are you? You're really taking this breathing seriously, huh? You got me pinned to the ground, my body pressed into the earth and leaves, sprawled out beneath you like a fallen deer. I never said I didn't like it. Wow, your eyes are... I swear they didn't look like that before. They're so primal, almost animalistic. Yeah, yes. You've captured me. You will have me pinned beneath you. Take your prize, Hunter. Oh my. Rubbing my hearts like pussy. Oh, your tongue is so warm and hungry. Oh. Oh. Please, please take me. You've caught me. Now take me. Oh my, your cock is throbbing. On that big cock in me, right here on the forest floor, pressed beneath your warm, heavy body. Unexpected is another. Badly needed, too. I told you, spring fever. It makes people do interesting things. It gets them in touch with their inner nature. I think the tour guides are right about this trail. I think I'll be revisiting it often. If it's so captivating now, I can only imagine what it will be like for the rest of the year. And if I'm not careful, we may just cross paths again. And maybe you'll have to teach me another lesson for so carelessly invading your territory. Mm-hmm.